Force.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks. Welcome back. I'm going to take your calls. Specifically about the Kamala Harris interview. As much as there's so much other stuff going on that is worth talking about and needs to be talked about, including just a variety of massacres being carried out all over the Middle East, dangerous advancements with Russia and China. But we are, what, 20 days from the election? Something like that. And I really don't think it's beyond the pale to say that if Kamala Harris wins, this might be the last election, or certainly real election, that happens in America. Not because, you know, just we're, so 18 days, yeah, 18 days till November 5th. Not in terms of speculation or, you know, just like a belief that they're going to, but because of what they're saying, because of the things that they're putting in place, because of the fact that the major policy setters in the Democratic Party are telling you they're going to get rid of the First Amendment. They're going to impose massive European-style censorship on the internet. They're going to take over corporations that refuse to comply. And it's not that Trump is going to solve everything. And it's not like Trump can do this all on his own. And along with Trump, we need to be ushering in a class of supporters, Republican MAGA supporters. And the Republicans, enough is enough. You lost. Your party is our party now. It is the MAGA party. They need to get on board, or they need to get replaced at a bare minimum. And he's not going to solve everything. But an election of Donald Trump will give us room to maneuver, will at least delay their more egregious plans for four more years. Four more years of a grace period to try to right the ship. So it's like I've said before, it's not that this is a battle that will decide the war. It is a battle that will decide whether the war can even be fought, right? This is the landing on Normandy Beach. If you have a successful landing, the war is not over. You have an entire continent to go through. But if you fail the landing, if they repel your landing, if they kill all of your men while they're trying to land, that's it for the Allies, right? So this is, again, the weird thing about the way people talk about Trump. He's not going to save you. Trump's not the solution to all your problems, man. Who says he was? It's like a World War II tactician. Man, landing on Omaha Beach in Normandy isn't going to defeat Hitler, dude. Do you think that's what we're doing here? Do you think that by landing on the beach, we think that Hitler will just give up and resign and go home? He'll just die as soon as we get a beachhead? No. The beachhead is necessary to wage the war. And if we don't get the beachhead, it is over. But we have to get the beachhead. It has to be a base of operations. And I felt this way. This is why I got this job. Because Donald Trump's victory in 2016, his inauguration in 2017, should have been, probably would have been, if not for things like Q. Q really screwed everybody up. It should have been a time to actually get going, actually get moving, actually double down and replace all of the blue blood Republicans, force them in line, carry out Trump's will, go out onto the streets, do what we know is right. Instead, God only knows how many people were convinced just sit back and watch. The White Hats are in control. How's that going for you? How's that working out? So not only is it of the ultimate importance that we win this election, it's almost the only thing that matters at this point. But even before that happens, we have to be prepared mentally to understand that if Trump wins, that's the starting gun. That's the beachhead. That's when everybody needs to get involved. That's when everybody needs to double down. So right now, it's massively important that you be involved and double down and spread this information and talk to people about this stuff. But a victory on November 5th will be the beginning of the real conflict. So I'm going to give out your number, give out our number, take your calls about the election, about the Kamala Harris interview. Anything you noticed that we missed, give us a call. 1-877-789-2539. 1-877-789-2539. I think we'll go to one more clip from this interview, and then we'll move on to some other stuff. But this is clip number 10. I think we already saw part of this, but I don't think we saw the full thing. But again, it highlights the projection from the left and the fact that they know what they're doing is wrong. They know that what they are engaged in is completely incompatible with an open society, completely incompatible with democracy itself. They know what they're doing is wrong because when they pretend it's Trump doing it, they understand just how dangerous these things are. So just once and for all, we need to set aside even the speculation that any of this could be because they're stupid. They're not stupid. They know exactly what they're doing. They know exactly how bad what they're doing is. They don't care because it's them doing it. And look, you can make the argument that what they're doing is bad and needs to stop because if it's allowed to continue, it's going to be a tit for tat back and forth. It's going to be we imprison your people, you imprison our people. It's going to devolve into civil war and chaos. It's going to be the destruction of the fundamental, you know, building blocks of our system. Or you can make the argument that this is just the way the game is played and we just need to beat them so we can do it to them like they're doing it to us. I really don't care. I really don't at this point. I just want to win. At this point, we have to win. We need to win. The country is over if we don't, in a very real way. And honestly, I think that's only fair. And this is supposed to be the way that this works is like, and Republicans are always talking about precedent. Oh, you can't set that precedent. If the leftists get away with this, it'll set a precedent and then they won't like it when it comes back to them. And then they never do it back. They never actually do it. When like, look, if this is the way it's played, if this is the way the things are that like, if they do something, that means it's okay to do now, then we just need to do that thing. Do you understand? Is that clear? I don't know if that made any sense. They have systematically and with millions upon millions of dollars had the DOJ round up and imprison thousands of peaceful protesters from January 6th. So you know what? Those are just the rules now. Those are just the rules, okay? So when Trump wins, he needs to put an FBI director in that will make no bones about it. Take everything that the FBI says about white Christian conservatives everything they're doing to shut down the political action of pro-lifers, activists of any sort. And in addition to rounding up and deporting every single person that has crossed the border over the last couple of years, we need to round up Antifa. We need to strip the funding from colleges that push woke ideologies, DEI and CRT. And I know people are coming around to this. And we can eventually, you know, once we set things right, shrink the size of the government. But there's just more important issues at stake here. There are priorities we have to take care of before I really want to talk about the debt or the size of the government or anything like that. We can shrink it down, but I'd almost rather just have our people in place. Maybe that's just me. Let's go to one more clip, then we'll go out to your calls. Clip number 10 here, talking about, again, Trump. She's just making things up about Trump saying he's going to imprison people for disagreeing with him. It's just utterly baseless nonsense, and she's just saying it, so let's hear it.
As bad as you say that half of this country is now supporting this person who could be the 47th president of the United States. Why is that happening?
This is an election for president of the United States. It's not supposed to be easy.
That's what I mean. Let's pause it right there. Can she not just talk normal?